Chapter 5 Miranda pulled a bottle of rum out of the sideboard behind her. Fay heard the seal break as the old woman twisted off the bottle's cap. A good indicator that the rum was less likely to be doctored with voodoo boneyard dust than, say, this cup of tea she was sipping. This did not make her feel any better about drinking anything in Miranda's creepy presence that could cloud her judgment. The old woman had interrupted Joe and Fay and Amand as they rifled through the girl's treasures, sticking her head through the door and saying simply, "Come." And they'd come, without questioning her and without dragging their feet. Why? Amand was accustomed to obeying Miranda's curt orders, but Joe and Fay were of legal age and then some. They didn't have to do what they were told. But people like Miranda got their way because they understood that most people avoided confrontations whenever possible. Everyone crowded once more around the little table, which was now spread with a pretty tablecloth and lit with candles. Miranda sloshed some rum in her tea, then did the same to Dauphine's, without asking her permission. Next, she offered the bottle around the table, and Joe poured a splash in his cup. Fay got the sense that he was more than ready for a little stress relief, but she put her hand over her own cup. "Somebody's got to be sober if Michael wakes up in the middle of the night." An ounce of rum wasn't going to render Fay unfit for motherhood. But Fay didn't like being impaired even a little when Miranda was around.
"You come here to learn about the history of this place."
Miranda looked around like a woman who was thrilled to have a captive audience who had never heard her old stories.
"Well..."